intro.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, December 13th, 2021, getting into the middle of the month, coming up on Christmas. So if you haven't got your Christmas shopping done, you better get out there and, take care of that. Of course, with the supply chain crunch, Claire and I did our Christmas shopping mostly back in October. Anyway, it's another busy news day. Nothing really major happening. A lot of small stuff to talk about. And we're going to do as much news as we can until it's time to open up our phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Over the weekend, there was a massive outbreak of tornadoes across the central United States. They missed us here in Indiana, but there were dozens of tornadoes. One of them that hit Dawson Springs, Kentucky, was judged to be the largest tornado ever recorded, and probably at least a 5 on the Fujitsu scale, I'm sorry. I know there's an enhanced, expanded scale, and this probably would get into those higher numbers here. But the town was basically destroyed, and so far, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear has revealed 64 people, including a 5-month-old baby, and 5 other children have been confirmed dead. More than 100 are still missing after this horrible, horrible storm. And so they're trying to deal with that. And, of course, Biden is using the tornado to push his agenda. And the climate change people are out there saying, see what happens when the world is getting warmer. And of course, the world isn't getting warmer. It's actually been cooling here. Now, interestingly enough, former Trump advisor Stephen Miller was on Maria Bartiromo Sunday morning talking about that there is actually a case for impeaching President Joe Biden. And it goes to the idea of, first of all, the immigration rules. Biden had, up until recently, ignored the court order to honor the Remain in Mexico rule and send illegal aliens back to Mexico before their trial date. The Biden administration only sent 2 people back to Mexico that have been openly defying a court order, and that is that's a serious, serious matter here. And a lot of people are saying that Biden really ought to be impeached for his mishandling of Afghanistan, that botched withdrawal, and basically handing Afghanistan back to the Taliban after 20 years and all those deaths and all that money. So people are really getting very unhappy. I mean, we're less than a year into Biden's presidency, and it's basically, it's in a total meltdown. It's a total failure, and, people are very, very unhappy with him. Meanwhile, Joe Biden had a friendly interview with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show, and he was caught referring to note cards. During this interview, he couldn't answer basic questions. The questions were set in advance, and he was reading from cue cards. So, anyway. Now, yesterday in Orlando, President Trump and Bill O'Reilly started their history tour, as in we're going to correct the history of the last few years. It drew a huge, huge crowd, and so they're starting this tour across the country, and apparently the crowd just literally erupted in cheers and applause when Trump entered the arena. He is still very popular. And possibly because of things like that, Democrats are looking at Glenn Youngkin's victory over Terry McAuliffe in the Virginia gubernatorial race last month, and they're rethinking that maybe making an issue about President Trump should no longer be a focal point in campaigns. that attacking him is not generating any points with the voters. And, you know, the voters want the economy improved. It's not improving. And things are not going good for the Democrats between the economy, their childishness, the extreme liberal agenda, and the awareness that the November 2020 election was stolen. There has been a major shift in the political, if you will, affiliations of the American people. And a new CNBC survey finds the Republican Party has the greatest advantage over Democrats in the history of CNBC. And basically, their survey determined congressional Democrats are in a very precarious place, less than a year away from the 2022 midterms. Republicans overall now have a 10-point advantage over Democrats, 44% to 34%. The rest are undecided. And I'm sure the Democrats are going to try and steal as many elections as they can because that's what they do. But it's going to be an issue. Getting on over to Jussie Smollett, he is now being sued by the city government for $130,000 to basically pay the costs of the fake hate investigation. There was a lot of time and effort put into investigating this so-called hate crime, which turned out to be a hoax, and they spent a lot of money, and now they want it back from Jussie Smollett. And just a reminder, there were like 45 times that Democrats and the media blindly pushed the Jussie Smollett hate crime hoax. They were out there, oh, it's racism, we can't allow this in the country. And now that it's been proven in a court of law that the whole thing was a fake, we are hearing absolutely nothing from those same Democrats and that same corporate media. They just want this all to go away because it's a huge, huge embarrassment for them, as well it should be. Meanwhile, Donald Trump came on out basically saying that Jussie Smollett is a con man who was trying to get sympathy so he could have his contract with Empire renewed. Apparently, the producers were going to let him go, and Jussie Smollett thought that if he were the victim of a newsworthy hate crime, that somehow he could continue with the show. In actuality, they actually fired him. They said, get out of here. We don't want to have fakers like this here. Getting on over to the witch hunt, Dr. Peter Navarro is now the latest person to inform the January 6th, this is the Pelosi COVID committee, not January 6th. Dr. Peter Navarro is saying he will not comply with their subpoena request. So people are basically, they're starting to ignore the government and say, I don't, just go away, leave me alone here. And I think that's a good thing right now here. getting back to January 6th, the courts that are persecuting these protesters who are being held in, you know, borderline inhumane conditions in the jail, they're going back through all of the arrested people's social media looking for anything that can be used to justify harsh sentences. And they're really trying to make an example of these people to discourage Americans from ever protesting again. I think it's going to backfire. I think Americans are getting angry, and we're going to see more, not less, protests here. There is an article coming on out of VDare.com. They start out assuming that the Republicans are going to take control of Congress next year, and they say when that happens, they need to end this January 6th witch hunt, and instead they need to investigate Democrat complicity in 2020's Antifa Black Lives Matter riots. I wholeheartedly agree, and we need to get a magnifying glass on that. All right, not too long ago, there was a tragic incident down in Florida where this black individual stabbed and killed a 14-year-old Florida boy. He was stabbed numerous times in the head and face, and the media basically came on out and said it was a random act, no reason for it. This came originally from Palm Beach Gardens police chief saying it was a random act. But records from within the jail where Williams is being kept appear to show that he murdered the boy because of what whites did to blacks in the past. And with all of this race baiting going on, we're probably going to see a lot more of this, where blacks are going to just start attacking white people because of slavery, which ended long ago before any of us was born, and the Tuskegee syphilis study and various other wrongs. So it's a very dangerous situation. But hey, you know, let's disarm the public and defund the police and all will be well. Getting into the media, over at CNN, Chris Cuomo and a top aide to former Governor Andrew Cuomo allegedly schemed to basically smear discredit Fox News meteorologist Janice Dean after she grilled the former governor's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, Melissa DeRosa, former secretary of the New York governor, criticized Dean behind the scenes to debunk her and portray her as nothing more than a right-wing commentator. And this came from anonymous sources who were telling the story to CNBC. The same report had a source who said Chris Cuomo, who was fired from CNN less than a week ago, was inspired to dig up information on Dean's political balance. So a lot of skullduggery going on over there. We mentioned this last week, but it's worth mentioning again. Over in Los Angeles, LAPD detective and police protective lead director Jamie McBride has gone on television declaring publicly the police are incapable of keeping people safe, basically likening what's going on in Los Angeles to the movie The Purge. Only unlike the movie, where it's only one night a week where crime is running rampant, in the real world, it's every day of the year, 365 days every year. And there is a lot of crime going on. Up in Chicago, on their Gold Coast, there was a Rolls-Royce dealership. They carried cars, also carried a lot of other luxury goods. And there was a smash-and-grab robbery that took millions of dollars in jewelry from the dealership. And the owner of that business is now blasting Lori Lightfoot for allowing crime to run rampant in that city. Meanwhile, Horowitz is out there saying that woke companies that funded the Black Lives Matter agenda are now complaining about looters and thieves on the loose. And we definitely need to get tougher on sentencing looters and store robbers, and that would certainly help. Now, why is this all happening? Is it just a license for black people to commit crimes? Well, actually, there was a rationale behind it. Okay, it is a social experiment, and it has obviously failed. And the social experiment was that if you arrested somebody for a crime and you let them off easy, no bail, no arrest, no charge, they would be grateful for a second chance in life and basically turn their lives around for the better. And that, of course, has not happened. The criminals are taking advantage of the no-bail programs and, you know, the revolving door on the police station to simply go on a crime rampage all across the country. But the liberals don't want to admit that one of their liberal pet theories has failed miserably, and so it's going to go on for a while. All righty. Over in Minneapolis, city leaders have agreed to a new city budget that will bring the police spending back up to almost the same level it was prior to the death of George Floyd. They're starting to basically put the police back out on the street. They're going to have beat cops to try and rebuild trust with the American citizens. Meanwhile, over at MSNBC, a rather alarming piece of propaganda. This came from John Haleman, and he claimed yesterday that 20 to 30 million people are ready to take up arms to remove Joe Biden from office. And he said this on Meet the Press, and he said these Trump supporters represent a mass movement in favor of political violence. Now, I would have let that slide, but it's already becoming a common topic. Actor Rob Reiner was on the MSNBC's The Sunday Show and also repeated this claim that former President Trump's followers would not hesitate to use guns, so they must be stopped now from attempting to overthrow the government. And Reiner went on to basically describe January 6th as an attempted insurrection, which it absolutely was not here. And to see these two stories with a common central theme arrive so quickly together, I am seriously worried that there's going to be another false flag, like January 6th was, to demonize Donald Trump and to demonize anybody who supports him. So keep your eyes open for those feds here. Over at Saturday Night Live, boy, it is not the show it first was. It has really deteriorated into wokeness and political correctness. I don't watch them anymore. I mean, back when it was the original cast, you know, John Belushi and Chevy Chase and, you know, all those people, it was a fun show. And today, it really isn't. They did a skit called Hip Hop Nativity, where the baby Jesus is twerking. Mary is a stripper. And Joseph is walking with a pimp walk. And the barnyard animals are likewise doing, you know, modern dance moves here. And it's, I think, probably very offensive to a lot of Christians here. Saturday Night Live also ran a skit about raping Roger Stone's wife. And, you know, she's 75 years old. She's battling with cancer right now. And to even make a joke about taking turns raping her, that is clearly tasteless, absolutely tasteless. All righty. Now, I'm a big fan of James Bond movies. You know, the original Sean Connery ones, the Pierce Brosnan ones, and, you know, and Daniel Craig, I've liked his Bond as well. But according to Barbara Broccoli, who kind of inherited the franchise from her father, is basically saying, you know, that rumors that the next James Bond is going to be a woman, not really correct. The next James Bond is going to be non-binary. Somebody who is neither male nor female and is referred to as they rather than he or she. And so another successful film franchise is going into the shredder. Meanwhile, Steven Spielberg's woke West Side Story is a box office bomb. It made just $10 million at its opening. And you know, the previous woke catastrophe, In the Heights, it opened to $11.5 million. I mean, that's terrible. Now, the new West Side Story cost $100 million to produce and probably as much to promote and advertise. You've seen the commercials all over the place. The conventional wisdom in Hollywood is that a movie must take in at the box office 2.5 times its original production budget, just to break even, when you put in the cost of promotion and, of course, the fact that, you know, the movie theaters keep, you know, part of the price of the tickets. So basically, this movie has to make $250 million just to break even. All right, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up?
Update for December 2021. The commander memberships that we have been offering have all been upgraded by Dr. Piazza to founder memberships, a $60,000 value for a $500 donation to RBN. To get this deal, you will need to request and pay for two memberships. So find a friend or loved one that's interested and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. RBN will remind you on the air till December 30th at midnight.
See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. And I'm watching One American News, and the Kentucky Governor Beshear is giving an update on the tornadoes that trashed his state. And it's really, really bad. And, you know, I feel really bad for those people in Kentucky who had to endure this. All right, let's talk about election fraud for a while. Over in Pennsylvania, there is an ongoing 2020 election audit, and apparently Democrats are starting to freak out. The Attorney General is freaking out. They do not want this to go any further. Down in Georgia, the Assistant Attorney General is claiming that Secretary of State Raffensperger is not responsible for errors being exposed in Fulton County, and pointedly did not challenge the errors that have been identified, basically saying, yeah, these problems are out there. Getting on to Fulton County, Fulton County Commissioner Rob Pitts is really starting to lose it. He's telling the auditors that are supposed to be coming on in and look at what was going on there. He's telling them literally stay the blank out of Fulton County. And You know, Fulton County elections workers are famous for removing Republican observers on election night, rolling out hidden suitcases of ballots to begin counting. There is also video where election workers are running the same stack of ballots through the voting machines several times while no election observers were in the room. And then in July, after Fulton County readied to hold an audit of the absentee ballots, County Commissioner Rob Pitts asked that all counties be investigated. But this week, after former Senator David Perdue filed his lawsuit against Fulton County for access to the absentee ballots, Rob Pitts basically lost it and said, stay the heck out of this county. So, yeah, definitely acting like they got something to hide. All right, let's talk about COVID-19. It is still with us here. And so far, the body count among athletes, it's up there and it's getting bigger. So far, 307 athletes have suffered cardiac arrests and serious issues. 175 are dead following the COVID shot. And over at whatreallyhappened.com, there are a couple of video compilations showing these athletes, you know, professional athletes in good physical condition, just collapsing on the playing field. And so, yeah, there is something definitely going on here. Meanwhile, Jen Psaki and the Biden administration are catching flack for this story where schools are forcing kindergartners to sit outside in 40-degree weather on buckets separated from each other in order to eat their lunch. And a lot of parents were very unhappy with that. But Psaki actually came on out and said the vast majority of parents appreciate their kids being made to eat lunch in the frigid outdoors. And that one rates four Pinocchios right there. Down in Brazil, early on in the pandemic, before the vaccines were available, in the city of Itajaí, they offered ivermectin as a prophylaxis against the disease, and they found that mortality and hospitalizations were cut in half in those who'd been given the ivermectin. And so that is a serious indicator that ivermectin should be available in this country. And they're definitely trying to block it because they can't make money off of the ivermectin. And money's what it's really all about. Pfizer just bought one of their smaller competitors for $6.5 billion in cash. They just happen to have on hand right now. So it's all about the Benjamins. Meanwhile, the FDA has ordered Google to remove COVID videos from YouTube because the agency doesn't like the message that is going out about vaccine safety. The FDA is also blocking shipments of ivermectin. There's an article, again, linked to whatreallyhappened.com, showing a notice that was sent to somebody who had ordered some ivermectin, and the post office stopped the shipment under orders from the FDA and inserted this little letter saying, you know, you're not allowed to have this. And so it's really getting out there. Meanwhile, to nobody's surprise, dozens of Republican and Democratic lawmakers on Capitol Hill have invested their money in companies that have a direct stake in the nation's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And in 2020, at least 13 senators and 35 U.S. representatives held shares of Johnson & Johnson, the medical behemoth that produced the single-shot COVID-19 vaccine that more than 15 million Americans have received. And by the way, we're now starting to get reports that the Johnson & Johnson shot also produces blood clots. See, at least 11 senators and 34 representatives also held shares in 2020 of another COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer, Pfizer. It's all about the Benjamins here. And they have violated the law designed to stop insider trading. All right, we have a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 polar bears, $4 guests, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and the fear-mongering documentary.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking about COVID-19. And already we're seeing the goalposts get moved again. The definition of fully vaccinated is being changed to basically sell you more shots. And there are universities are already starting to require the COVID-19 booster shots for all returning employees and students next semester. And one high-level employee at a Maryland university told Campus Reform they were opposed to the school's policy. And Salisbury University has joined the bandwagon of universities requiring booster shots for the spring semester. So, and they are desperate to get that jab into you. They even though it doesn't work, you know, doesn't keep you from getting COVID, doesn't keep you from passing it on. Lots of known adverse side effects, but they are just desperate to get that into your arm here. Over in England, Boris Johnson is warning of a tidal wave of Omicron, and he is also pushing booster shots as the United Kingdom raises their COVID alert to level 4, which I think is their highest level that they have there. Meanwhile, Ebenezer Fauci is telling families that they should require the vaccination for guests to come over for Christmas dinner. And I don't think that's going to go over very well at all. All righty. Now, Pfizer, there's been a Pfizer document dump released by the Food and Drug Administration that reveals that Pfizer recorded nearly 160,000 adverse reactions to its COVID-19 vaccine in the initial months of its rollout. They knew there was a problem. Now, the documents were obtained by a group of doctors, professors, and journalists calling themselves public health and medical professionals for transparency, who filed the Freedom of Information Act request with the FDA for these documents to be released. And the first tranche of documents reveal that as of February of this year, when Pfizer's shot was being rolled out worldwide on an emergency basis, the drug maker had compiled more than 42,000 case reports detailing nearly 160,000 adverse reactions to the jab. One of the things that came out in that document dump was a list of medical conditions that Pfizer believes are caused or exacerbated by their vaccines. And right in the middle of that list is PMR, which is what hit me. And back when I had pneumonia, they gave me the pneumonia vaccine, another fine product of Pfizer. And I remember at the time wondering, why are you giving me a vaccination for pneumonia when I already have pneumonia? And according to Pfizer's own records, that's what gave me this PMR. Because if you go and say, what is the cause of PMR? They have no idea where it came from. They know it's not contagious, but they don't know what causes it. Well, now we do. Now we do. And now we know why the vaccine makers have worked so hard to be indemnified against civil lawsuits around the world. Now, they don't have indemnity in every single country. And not surprisingly, Pfizer is refusing to distribute their vaccines in countries that do not grant indemnity. In other words, if there's a chance they can be sued in the country, they're not even going to go in there, which is more proof. They know there is a problem with their products. These are not ethical, moral people concerned with your health. I mean, look at Purdue Pharmaceuticals and the Sackler family and that whole opioid scandal. You know, the Sacklers made billions of dollars deliberately addicting a large portion of America to these opioid drugs. I mean, it's the same thing street dealers do. You know, only Purdue Pharmaceutical had nicer offices. Over in Belmarsh Prison, it's being reported by Julian Assange's father that Julian Assange has suffered a minor stroke after the prison forced him to take a vaccination. So it's ugly out there. Meanwhile, attorney Tom Renz is releasing more whistleblower data at the Reawaken America tour. I'm going to give you some of the numbers here. The total number of deaths from Medicare beneficiaries within 14 days of the first dose of the vaccine, 29,398. The total number of deaths from Medicare beneficiaries within 14 days of the second COVID shot, 21,031. The grand total is 50,429 grandmothers, grandfathers, moms, dads, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters. So now here is something that I found rather amazing. There's a video about it. And again, the video is at whatreallyhappened.com. It turns out back in 1984, the federal government passed a law basically saying that the public should be lied to about vaccine safety in order to maximize uptake. Even if there were known problems with the vaccine, the public was to be kept in the dark according to this law so that more people would go ahead and accept the injections. In other words, the government gave itself a license to lie. They gave the pharmaceutical companies a license to lie. It's coded into federal law. Now, you think about that one for a while. There has been another study. This one is from Germany, saying that nearly all the COVID deaths could have been prevented with a course of vitamin D3. And we've been hearing that vitamin D and zinc are very effective against COVID. But again, Big Pharma can't make a lot of money if people are curing themselves with zinc and vitamin D3. Meanwhile, there are two common, and I point out, inexpensive over-the-counter compounds that reduce COVID-19 virus replication by 99%. This is coming out of the University of Florida, and the combination includes diphenhydramine. This is an antihistamine used for allergy symptoms, and when it is paired with lactoferrin, which is a protein found in cow milk, the compounds were found to hinder the SARS-CoV-2 virus from replicating during tests in monkey cells and human lung cells. So the findings by David A. Ostrov, an immunologist and associate professor at the University of Florida College of Medicine's Department of Pathology, Immunology, and Laboratory Medicine, and his colleagues are published in the journal Pathogens. Again, there are safe, effective, and inexpensive cures out there, but the big money demands you get vaccinated over and over and over and over again. There has been yet another study, this is the second one, showing that natural immunity provides much better protection against COVID infection than the Pfizer vaccine. And this is the second time this data has been looked at, and you know, it's being described as a bit of a bombshell. But again, if you just get COVID and, you know, the COVID deaths are overstated and you recover from COVID, you are naturally protected. And there's no reason for you to take a vaccine. But they're pushing the vaccines on people who've had COVID. And the problem with that is it's known that the COVID vaccines wreck your body's natural immune system, which means any little disease that comes along is going to make you sick. You're going to trot off to see your doctor. Your doctor's going to write you a prescription. You're going to go to the pharmacy to get that prescription filled, and more money will pour into the medical industrial complex. They need you all to be sick to guarantee their profits. If all of Americans became healthy all at once, the entire medical industrial complex would collapse. It would simply implode. Over in Queensland, they're getting ready to lift their statewide lockdown, but they're going to allow supermarkets and other businesses like pharmacies to implement vaccine passports. In other words, if you have not been vaccinated, you will not be allowed to go into the grocery store to buy food. You will not be allowed to go into the pharmacies to buy whatever medication you really do need and are willing to take here. Meanwhile, the a senator in Queensland, Pauline Hanson, is saying, I have not had the jab. I don't intend to. I'm not putting that excrement in my body. Not quite the words, but you get the gist of it there. Now, interestingly enough, over in Colorado, their Democratic governor, Jared Polis, has declared that state's COVID-19 emergency over and says there will be no more mask mandates. And he basically said, if you haven't gotten vaccinated and you get sick, it's your own fault. But you've had enough time to get vaccinated, and so the emergency is pretty much over. No more mask mandates. Over in Pennsylvania, in a unanimous decision on Friday, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court threw out a statewide school mask requirement endorsed by Democratic Governor Tom Wolf and Interim State Health Secretary Allison Beam. And basically, the court ruled that the secretary, the previous Pennsylvania Secretary of Health, Rachel Levine, did not have the authority to order children to wear masks at schools. I'm sure there'll be further litigation on that issue. But people are really starting to see through this fraud here. And in the wake of the striking down of Biden's federal contractor vaccine mandate down in Georgia, all of a sudden major corporations are dumping their vax mandates. They are, you know, becoming aware that forcing their workers to vaccinate is, first of all, costing them workers. And second of all, the indemnity offered to the pharmaceutical companies does not extend to corporations ordering their workers to get vaccinated. And so their lawyers are saying, we need to get out of this right now. Down in Australia, there is a vaccine mandate for workers that has triggered more mass protests down under. In Melbourne, protesters gathered outside the local parliament yesterday, marching through the city center and bringing traffic to a complete halt. Some of the slogans seen and heard were, "My body, my choice," and "Sack Dan Andrews," was the premier of Victoria. Over in the military, the vaccine holdouts are about 40,000, despite the Omicron variant, fueling calls for boosters. Now, remember, this Omicron is just more fear porn, because the scientists who discovered or identified Omicron in South Africa and the Netherlands have all said it is the mildest COVID out there. It's no worse than a common cold. And if you catch Omicron and you recover from it naturally, you will have immunity against all the COVID variants. So apparently the XO of one of the Navy's Arleigh Burke ships has been removed from position for refusing the vaccine. Actually, he refused to get tested. Down in the Brazil, at that Ministry of Health, they were hit with a ransomware attack, and all the COVID-19 vaccination data, meaning records of who has been vaccinated and not, were completely unavailable. And it basically shows the problem with this vaccine passport. Now, because of all the fake paper passports that are going on out there, governments are setting up actual databases to record who has been vaccinated and who has not. There is a move in Congress to fund an increase in these databases. It is an unwarranted intrusion into our privacy here. All right. Now then, Gilead has issued a voluntary nationwide recall of two lots of their remdesivir due to the presence of glass particulates in the vials, little tiny, tiny pieces of glass that are small enough to fit through the needle and be injected into your body. When they reach the blood vessels, they can travel to various organs and block important tiny blood vessels in the heart, lungs, or brains, which can cause strokes and lead to death. And so, yeah, it's definitely out there. And remember, I think it was a while back over in Japan, some of the approved COVID vaccines, they started rejecting shipments of those. And because of contamination within the vials. The quality control isn't really very good, is it? And, by the way, Japan is no longer mandating vaccinations. They are encouraging people, but if you don't want the shot in Japan, you don't have to get it. Okay, turning to the international news, the war rhetoric surrounding Ukraine and Russia keeps ramping up and ramping up. Now the G7... major industrialized countries are warning that any invasion of Ukraine by Russia would have massive consequences and would incur a severe cost. And so they're out there pushing that whole Russia threat, Russia threat, Russia threat. Meanwhile, over in Ukraine, their Minister of Defense, Oleksiy Reznikov, is complaining that Germany has moved to block the supply of lethal weapons to Kiev via NATO to avoid provoking Russia. And Kiev is saying not provoking Russia is not going to work. They want those weapons. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Meanwhile, story coming on out of Information Clearinghouse, saying that what the United States may be trying to do is turn Ukraine into another Afghanistan, like quagmire to trap Russia and wear them down the way Afghanistan originally wore down the Soviet Union. Forgetting, of course, that we did not do very well in Afghanistan, and we're not likely to do all that well in Ukraine either, but I guess that's what they're thinking. Now, last week, Biden came on out and said he would not unilaterally send troops into Ukraine because it's not a NATO nation. Now, and today, they're basically saying that the U.S. will send troops to NATO countries surrounding Ukraine in the event of a Russian invasion. Russia, of course, continues to say, we don't have any plans of invading Ukraine. It's, more Saddam's nuclear weapon type stuff here. And we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news, and Moscow is basically responding to the aggressive rhetoric coming out of the White House. And the Kremlin is saying we have been hearing too much aggressive rhetoric from across the ocean in recent weeks. This unfortunately does not contribute to the relaxation of tensions in any way, according to Vladimir Putin's spokesman. And the remark came in response to threats by the U.S. president on Saturday that Moscow would pay a terrible price should it decide to attack Ukraine. And, you know, the deputy foreign minister says the U.S. is obsessed with this idea that Russia is going to invade Ukraine, and Russia has no such plans. You know, it's just not there. And so, yeah. And again, you look at any map of where U.S. forces are deployed, and you can see who the aggressor is in the modern world here. Over in Germany, their foreign minister has sounded a warning that time is running out to find a way to revive the 2015 nuclear deal between world powers and Iran, speaking after meetings with her counterparts from G7 countries. And German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock told reporters, time is running out. It's been shown in the last few days. We don't have any progress. And I'll tell you what the roadblock is. Okay, Iran has basically said that they will go back to that deal as soon as the United States honors its commitments in the original Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action to ease sanctions on Iran. And following the signing of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, Iran complied with their requirements under that treaty. The United States did not ease any sanctions. In fact, Congress passed a whole bunch more. And so Iran is looking for the United States to demonstrate that they will keep to the terms of a new agreement better than they kept to the terms of the last one. Down, pardon me, in Israel, they are developing further plans to settle the Golan Heights. They have a settlement down there. They want to expand it. And Naftali Bennett is presenting a plan to expand the settlement in the occupied Syrian Golan, including two new settlements and the creation of a special committee aimed at increasing settler presence in the area until 2025. Now, Donald Trump, when he was in office, he was buddy-buddy with Netanyahu. That relationship has become very strained, and Trump is now very critical. And he came on out saying, I thought Israelis would do anything for peace, but found that is not true. And this was in an interview released Saturday, and Trump gave some very frank views on Israel's leadership during his time in office, a day after he was quoted in his astounding assault on Netanyahu. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. to you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.